You're listening to Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Chev.
Let's talk a little CFL football as we are joined by Andy McNamara, who is the host of CFL Weekly. You can catch it every Wednesday here on TSN 1260 at 11 p.m. I also host a show in Toronto. Andy, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, good, Jason. How are you?
Good. Well, first of all, I saw you guys, you and Jamie Thomas on Twitter discussing fantasy football. Mentioned should kickers be involved, and somebody mentioned coaches. How the hell do you have coaches' points? That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
You know what's funny? I heard it this afternoon on a Buffalo station, WGR, talking NFL fantasy, and they said they had people calling in about weird fantasy pool wrinkles, and someone said, you draft a head coach and you get 3 points for every win, minus three for every loss. And I never heard of that before. And I thought, I don't like it, but I'd never heard of it. It was it's a strange addition to a fantasy pool.
Yeah. It'd be terrible. Please. For the love of everything. Do not.
Yeah. Like Belichick would be the first round pick, and then you're hosed after that.
Yeah. Well, how are you even evaluating what the coach is like? How many challenges he gets correct? Like, oh, it'd be awful. Yeah. Let's not make it any worse. Now the CFL, interesting week. You got the winless against the undefeated on Friday night in Edmonton, but tonight Calgary and Toronto. Calgary coming off absolutely. Well, it's not like offensively they tore apart Hamilton. It was more special teams and defense, really. You know, Bo Levi Mitchell didn't even have 200 passing yards because they ran the ball pretty well. But this Toronto team coming off a pretty tough loss in Winnipeg, what do you make of the Argos matchup tonight against the Stamps?
Yeah, well, first of all, totally with the Stampeders, the drubbing to Saskatchewan. And, yeah, they pulled Bo Levi at half. They didn't have to. They just let Jerome Messam do his thing. I don't know if you guys played the CFL TSN fantasy game. I had Bo Levi expecting him to light it up, and they pulled him. So I'm a little upset with Bo Levi, but that's beside the point. I think for Toronto, you saw close game until that fourth quarter, and they let things slip away. And the good thing about the Argos defense is that they have depth at the defensive line, but you're still missing Victor Butler, Cleon Lang. You just don't replace those guys. You had a concussion scare a couple weeks ago with Bear Woods, and the depth there, as far as it's not going to fall apart, but it's not as dynamic, right? You don't have those guys either breaking apart the pocket or zipping around the edge and really being able to disrupt the quarterback. So you give a guy like Kevin Glenn, who has seen every type of play, almost with every team, be able to set back and pick you apart to a certain point and lead that comeback. I think that was a bit of a nothing taken away from the Rough Riders, but I think that was a little bit of just a late blip on the Argos' part. This is still, to me, the best team in the East Division. Ottawa could get there, but it's going to be, again, with Ricky Ray and how nasty that Calgary defense was. What is he going to be able to do? How fast can he get the ball away? And that's why I'm looking to somebody like an Anthony Coombs, who has become a favorite target of his, for those quick outlet passes and to get yards after the catch.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats, they were awful in Calgary. And really, they've been blown out in four of their five games. The only close one was against a team they're facing tonight, a team that's just decimated by injuries again, but it hasn't derailed them. Is there anybody on Hamilton's team that you feel is worthwhile if anybody's playing fantasy?
I thought about this today, and no. to be 100% blunt and honest, no. I wouldn't touch Zach Caleros. The confidence just isn't there for whatever reason. I think a lot of it is in his head. The receivers, because of that, you can't even trust Luke Tasker. The running game, they're trying to mix it up a little bit more, but for the most part, it's still non-existent, and that's just the MO under Kent Austin. So I'm not trusting T.J. Gable. The defense, they just gave up 60 points. I'm not taking the defense. So no, I don't think, even at a value add, I would stay well clear of the Tiger Cats. And it might seem obvious, but I picked up the Edmonton defense, who for some reason was cost less than the Ticats. I don't know if that was a glitch in the system, but if anybody's out there playing looking for a defense, pick up Edmonton before they fix the glitch.
They actually have the Eskimo defense rated lower than Hamilton's.
That was on the salary cap buy. It was like, I think the Ticats were 4,500 and change, and the Eskimos. So I said, well, I'm clicking on the Eskimos before someone figures this out. Because yeah. that has to be an error. There is absolutely no way you trust the Ticats defense over anybody right now. It's a train wreck.
Andy McNamara joins us talking CFL. We'll also talk a little NFL. As a Dolphins fan, there is a big sigh of relief where it turns out Tannehill doesn't have any structural damage in his knee. But if you look at, is there a team that you feel in the NFL is ready for a breakout season this year?
Yeah, I think it's the Tennessee Titans, guys. And now that's going to go. I may tweak that adjustment depending on the seriousness of the hamstring strain or injury to Corey Davis, their rookie wide receiver, and DeMarco Murray. Both suffered hamstring injuries today. Davis is going to go under an MRI, I believe, tomorrow. So we'll have to see there. But Marcus Mariota coming off that leg injury, he's a guy, if you're thinking NFL fantasy too, for a value quarterback that not a lot of people are talking about, I think Marcus Mariota is going to put up some big points. And just from an overall breakthrough, being able to take that next step, they're in a weak enough division. I think the Texans are going to be better with J.J. Watt back. Maybe Deshaun Watson gives them a bit of a spark if he starts in Houston. But the Tennessee Titans, they've been slowly building the last 3 years. Defense, weapons, they have the quarterback in place. And now I think they're set to really make a run at that division and get into the playoffs. So I'm going to say Tennessee.
Well, it's interesting, fantasy, CFL. Have you noticed more interest from people just because there's more CFL fantasy games this year?
You know what? As the season has gone on, yes. Like, it's funny. I'm having at, like, just even at the station, at TSN 1050, just going around, Andy, I got $4,000 left to spend. Who should I take in the fantasy? So it just, I think the idea, of course, was to gain more interest in the league, more general interest. And it's working to a certain degree because you just get people involved. And anytime you're in a league or whatever, you just start getting that interest. And what that means, you start paying attention to the games more, to the underlying players, you know. So there, as far as what I've seen, there is a nice slow build of interest in the game. From these guys, we're not necessarily CFL haters, but they weren't going off to catch games. And now in the back, I see them watching the CFL games to see how their fantasy guys are doing.
Well, and that started really for the NFL. It gets people who don't necessarily, just because they feel like they have a vested interest in it, and now they want to feel smarter.
Exactly. Right? You know, betting and fantasy sports is how football grows. And so the CFL's, at least on the fantasy side, is really trying to benefit from that.
Yeah, it is, and I understand it. It makes total sense. Now, interesting that, you know, you look at the Hamilton's defense ahead of Eskimos, which is surprising, but you do wonder, the Eskimos, 7 players who played last week are out due to injury, and that's on top of the ones they already had. Like, it's the amount of injuries the Eskimos have. They have 18 guys in the 6th game. They have 2 players on the 1-game injured list. So that's 20 players, and if you go through those lists, actually 14 have been starters and 3 other guys have started games. Like, it's ridiculous, not only how many injuries, but how many injuries they're getting to key players.
Well, yeah, the key players, and what's ridiculous is that they keep winning, right, with all that. And I think, here's what I think, for the Edmonton Eskimos, they have the outright confidence of Mike Riley. And that's such a, it's easy for us to say, but when you see how he's able to come back and generate comebacks, you're never out of a game. So that gives confidence to both sides of the ball. Defense makes a mistake, all right, Riley's going to bail us out. We don't want to put him in that situation, but he can bail us out. You never feel out of it. And since they've been able to overcome so many injuries already, if this continues, eventually it's going to catch up with them. That's life. That's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be this week. However, we have to keep an eye on for the Hamilton Ticats. At some point, they're not going to go winless. At some point, they're going to bust out, even if it's just for a game. I thought that might have been last week against Calgary because they were so close against Edmonton and let that one slip away. So their pride is hurt. You can't get any lower than 60-1. If this team does not come out guns blazing early, then they've quit and the season's lost, and then you got some real questions. So I think for the Eskimos, the key is going to be withstanding an early barrage and then just pound it, try to break their spirit by the half and watch them wilt.
Which running back do you like best this week, Johnson, Harris, or Messam?
Oh boy, you know what? I'm leaning towards Messam. I'm a little tentative because I think the workload has been a lot. He's been scoring a lot, so just the pessimist in me thinks that there has to be some sort of breakdown at some point as far as being stopped or limited. Bear Woods is in there. That's going to be the key matchup tonight. Bear Woods and Jerome Messam. in that Argos defense. So I think that's going to be interesting. But hey, they've shown they're not afraid to hand the ball up. Like, it's a very NFL-like play distribution with the Calgary Stampeders. They'll hand it to him 20 times, 20-something times, take the pressure off of Bo Levi. They're fine with that. So from the standpoint of the likelihood to get the most work, I'm going to stick with Jerome Messam.
Quarterbacks you like this week and why?
Boy, I've gone back and forth. I had Ricky Ray slotted in, and then I started second-guessing myself. I'm like, well, that defense against Calgary is good. And then I started leaning towards Travis Lule. Is back off the bye. He's fresh. Lule's been popping up points. Sorry, not Lule. Trevor Harris is popping up points off of Ottawa coming back. Travis Lule, I really like, but he also pops up a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
So he's a gunslinger, which is entertaining, but I don't like the interception side. Riley, you'd think would be the obvious, but he's also going to cost you $14,000 in salary cap. That's a bit much for me, and I don't know if you're going to get that much more value out of Riley than, let's say, a Trevor Harris or Travis Lule. So I'm not going to go Riley there. I think I am going to stick again with the Edmonton defense just because of how bad Hamilton's been. But I would say you're looking at Ricky Ray, who the last couple weeks, 5 touchdowns to no interceptions, but he's not putting up necessarily big interception numbers, and it's shown against tough, aggressive defenses. The yardage is going to be there. The touchdowns are not, and Calgary is very good in the red zone. So I would stay away from Ricky Ray and lean more towards a Trevor Harris or a Travis Lule.
What about depth guys for receivers for fantasy this week?
You know what? I'll go Anthony Coombs. I'm going Anthony Coombs, and I'm riding him because he's still, I think he's around $3,300, and he look at the box scores the last couple weeks. He's become a favorite of Ricky Ray, and at that value, and what is Ricky Ray? He can push downfield, but he loves the check down, loves the shorter, the intermediate pass, and Anthony Coombs is there. So where people are focusing on S.J. Green, maybe even on Armonte Edwards, Anthony Coombs is showing how dynamic he can be with yards after the catch. So I'd say a value guy, Anthony Coombs, 100%.
Andy, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time, and great show. We enjoy listening to it every Wednesday evening, CFL Weekly for all of our CFL fans. And it's Dean Millard actually gives you an hour of a show every Wednesday, so that's fantastic.
Oh, well, tell him I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Andy McNamara.